Hello, good morning or good day. Welcome to Turning Point with Femi Emmanuel. Welcome to TPGF, Turning Point Global Family Daily Devotional Prayer and Prophetic Altar. This altar of change, transformation, and blessings. Wake up to it every day to do your quiet time. Build it into your system. Set your alarm clock if you have to. Give God the first 15 to 20 minutes of your day as you wake up. First thing before you do any other thing. That's why we send it to your phone by 12 midnight, waiting for you. After listening to Turning Point, receiving the prayers, and carrying out the prophetic actions, pray more on your own. Sing one or two choruses of hymns to worship your God. Read also from the prayer booklet, also authored by me. Do so all the time. Turning Point Voice and Turning Point Booklet. Welcome also to Monday, October 14th. 2024. Please open your hand and your heart to receive the day's prayers and impartational blessings. Be responding with amen. I receive it. Be blessed. I say be blessed. This is your day and your week of unusual blessing. I can hear the sound of an abundance of rain in your direction. Proverbs 25 verse 25 says, as cold waters to a thirsty soul, so is good news from a far country. Please touch or put your right ear gently to receive this. Your ears shall hear good news this week. Good news from far and near, from local and global. No more bad news for you. From now on, it shall be good news. It shall be breaking news of new arrivals, new deliveries, new breakthroughs, new invitation, approvals, payments, help and assistance from your children, from your family members, from your business and investment, from your workplace, from your parents, from your spouse, from your boss. It shall be good news. Who is this? What you have been praying and hoping and wishing for will reach you this week. I did not remember to finally bless our communion last Saturday. Some people have been feeling somehow about it. It escaped me as I have so much in my mind to pray and bless you with that day. Now, let's do this. Put a little water in a cup or hold the water bottle or a sachet, the one that you can drink at once. I will pray over it, then you will drink it. If you cannot do it immediately now, receive the prayers all the same. And when it is convenient for you, then do it. Play the message back then. Are you ready? Hold the water up. I pronounce that water blessed. At the Cana of Galilee, Jesus turned water into wine and gave them to drink. May that water in your hand, in the cup, become your healing therapy. May it become a divine syrup, a supernatural vaccine and injection for your total healing and wellness. May it navigate, may it neutralize and flush out whatever has been giving you pain. May the barren receive ability to conceive after drinking this water. May those who have erectile dysfunctioning problems receive total healing. May it go beyond healing and move to empowerment, be spiritually empowered. May it move to prosperity, financial breakthrough. May it move to victory in whatever battles you are faced with, in Jesus' name. Yes, please drink and drink it all. Start thanking God for answered prayers. You will carry your evidence very soon. I speak to everyone's life. May God Almighty prosper you in all you do and in all your undertakings this week, in Jesus' name. October 14th celebrant, your birthday prayers. You are blessed. Your birthday is blessed. You will celebrate October 14th yearly in good health, peace of mind, prosperity, and empower till you are 120 years old, in Jesus' name. If you can, sow a birthday sacrificial and thanksgiving seed according to the number of your years on earth. Do it yearly, and that's for all listeners. That is, if you can and you are able, without stress. Our bad days are not ordinary days in our lives. It's a good day to specially thank God and sow a seed for the kingdom enlargement, if you are able and you have faith in it. Please, it's not a command. It is an instruction that you do only if you are able and you have faith towards it. Listeners, for the past 2 weeks, we were on testimony sharing. Yet, there are loads and loads of testimonies here that time couldn't allow us to share. Save it and send it at the next testimony weeks. But for the next 7 days, just a week, we shall do intensive, effective, fervent, and personal prayers using scriptures to pray. This is teaching us how to pray personal prayers to receive answers from God. Pray personally. Prayer is a personal assignment. You can't sublet it to somebody to do for you completely. Pray these prayers with energy and with passion as much as you can. Four scriptures for prayer today. Proverbs 26 verse 27, and it reads, "Whoso diggeth a pit shall fall therein, and whoso rolleth a stone, it shall return upon them." This is the prayers. Pray with all your heart and pray it according to the scripture. Say, "In the name of Jesus, whosoever is digging pit for me and members of my family shall fall into them." As Haman died on the gallows, he prepared for Mordecai. "Every evil scheme and plans against me and my interests shall fall on the schemers. Arrows and evil stones sent against me spiritually and physically shall turn back to hit the senders. Arrows backfire back to the senders in Jesus' name." Say amen. Yes, evils meant for you shall backfire back to evildoers. Next is Proverbs chapter 29 verse 18. "Where there is no vision, the people perish." This is the prayer. Touch your eyes or use your hand to cover your face and say, "Oh Lord my God, open my eyes to my wealthy place. Let me see my ram in the thicket. Give me a renewed vision of my life. May I not be blind spiritually, mentally, and physically to my purpose. My eyes open. My mind eyes opened to revelations, open to new ideas. I will not stumble through life. I will get it right in all things at all times in Jesus' name." Say amen. Next prayer is from Ecclesiastes chapter 9 verse 11, and it reads, "I return to see that the race is not for the swift, nor the battle for the strong, neither bread for the wise, nor riches for men of understanding, nor favor to men of skill, but time and chance happen to them all." This is the prayer. Pray with passion. Say, "Oh Lord my God, take these battles off my hand. Fight my battles for me. You fought for King Jehoshaphat. You fought for Daniel in the lion's den. You fought for King David against Goliath. Make me a winner in all my battles of life. Throughout my life, I will not know defeat, but winnings and victories. I receive grace for divine backing in all my assignments. Let time and chance happen in my favor. Give me opportunities to rise and fulfill my earthly purpose. Same for my children and my entire household in Jesus' name." Say amen. Yes, I prophesy. Your life this week and henceforth shall experience wonders. Let's take one more from Psalm 37 verse 5. And it reads, "Commit thy ways unto the Lord and trust also in him. He shall bring it to pass." Hold out your hand and pray it like this. Say, "Oh Lord, I commit my plans, programs, projects, assignments, and journeys this week into your hand. Prosper me in all my assignments. Let this week be my best week so far this year. Bless my going out and bless my coming in. I hand over for you to take over. I hand over my children, my business, career. I hand over my thoughts and actions. Take over. Take over and give me testimonies in Jesus' name." Say amen. Yes, you shall come back with sweet testimonies. It will happen for you as you have prayed. God will even surpass your expectations. Say amen, amen, and amen. This is how to pray with scripture contents for answered prayers. Right? We shall do more tomorrow. Please rebroadcast this to your contact. Let them also pray these prayers. They will see result. Join us later this evening on our live broadcast, Monday's edition, on our social media platforms. Time, as usual, is from 8 p.m. to 9 p.m., 1 hour, Nigeria time. Then listen carefully to these following notices and act on them. If you have not subscribed to our YouTube platform, I want you to do so now. This is for all true, committed, and devoted TPGF and Living Spring members. We want to grow our YouTube platforms and it is easy. Go to your YouTube and type at the Real Femi Emmanuel, all together in small letters. The word real is R-E-A-L. Then tap your subscription button and turn on notification. Through TPGF, do so now. I will see it here. Once you do it, and I will specially pray for you by name because of obedience and cooperation with us to grow our YouTube platform. And please ask all your contact to do the same. If you have already subscribed, then stay connected. I pray for you all the time. This Wednesday, day after tomorrow, October 16, is the National and International Ministers Conference that I've been announcing. It is for all ministers and leaders in the body of Christ in the fivefold ministries. It's interdenominational. It is going to be wonderful. Venue is Goshen Land, Living Spring Chapel, Allen Avenue, Ikeja, Lagos. Time this Wednesday is from 10 a.m. It shall be live streamed. Join us from all over the world, all ministers and leaders. Joining me in ministration on Wednesday is the General Overseer of the First Square Gospel Church Nigeria, God's servant, Reverend Sam Aboyeji, a father in the body of Christ. Please don't miss it. It will be wonderful. Buses are positioned for all ministers coming from Ogun State, taking off from Abeokuta, but you need to send an SMS or a chat to secure a seat in the bus to 0802-779-6376. Ministers from Oyo State, your coastal buses shall take off from Ibadan. You need to send an SMS or a chat to secure your seat to 0806-928-6662. You will pay a token. Do so. It's going to be first come, first serve. Ministers in Lagos, for more inquiries and details, send an SMS or a chat to 090-555-14460. I pray for you. Each time we receive the alert of your tithe, personal or corporate, your battle, thanksgiving, and the 10-10-10 seed we are sowing this month, do so as God gives you the grace. People are doing it and testimonies are coming. For the commission's account on your PayPal and the regular account locally, send an SMS of request to +234 809 789 4000. For the HSBC account, send a chat of to 074-111-401. I speak to everyone's life today, and this week it shall turn out to be your most favored week. You are returning with glorious testimonies. What God cannot do does not exist, for God can do all things. God sent me because of you. Heaven will not rest until you are truly blessed and fulfilled. I'm Femi Emmanuel. Have a wonderful day and have a blessed week. Bye.